Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and welcome to the Crown Talk with Burgundy pageant radio type show, Thanksgiving special with Jimmy Langhoff. Crown Talk places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Since our show is in great demand, you can catch the CTWB show every Monday and the CTWB Kiddo Show every other Tuesday. So let's sit back, relax, and allow us to spill the pageant tea. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you are having a wonderful Thanksgiving week. The quote of the evening is, be kind, be thoughtful, be genuine, but most of all, be thankful. By Unknown. Crown Talk fans, we have a few announcements prior to me introducing our wonderful guest speaker of the evening. Are you looking for a wonderful world pageant to participate in? Just visit www.ourlittlemiss.com or their Facebook page, Our Little Miss Pageant. We are having the Our Little Miss World Universal Beauty Scholarship Pageant this January, so stay tuned and look for all those details on their website. Crown Talk fans, as you know, the Miss American Coed National Pageant and the National American Miss National Pageant are taking place this Thanksgiving week and weekend in Disney World and Disneyland. Therefore, Crown Talk with Burgundy has let some of the contestants take over our Snapchat. It is the NetMac and NAM Snapchat takeover. So, to get the inside scoop of nationals and what happens behind the scenes of all the ladies before they hit the stage, follow our Snapchat at Crown Talk with BY, and here is the lineup. So Sunday, we have Presley Pettigo. She is your Miss American Coed Tennessee Junior Teen. Today was Caitlin Smith, your reigning 2015 Miss American Coed. Tuesday, we have Madison Smith, your National American Miss Pennsylvania Teen. That is on November 22nd. Wednesday, November 23rd, Madison Thompson, your Miss American Coed Victory South Carolina Junior Teen. Thursday, which is Thanksgiving Day, you have Imani Johnson, your National American Miss Georgia Teen. On Friday, November 25th, a doubleheader. We have Alexandria Murphy, your National American Miss North Carolina Teen, and Bailey Crawford, your Miss American Coed Florida Teen. Saturday, November 26th, Alexandra Rose, your Miss American Coed Illinois Teen. And Sunday, to round it off on November 27th, we have Courtney Chanel, your National American Miss Ohio. So stay tuned for all those good things. They have been wonderful so far being able to see what all the girls have been doing. Well, Crown Talk fans, it is finally time for me to introduce our special guest of the evening. He is one of the best in the interview coaches and in the business, and has coached girls from Miss USA system, from the Miss Wisconsin USA to Miss Texas USA, and of course, your reigning 2016 Miss World America. To learn more about Jimmy Langhoff, please visit our social media sites to follow him, or you can contact him at jimmy@aqueenconversation.com. Hey, Mr. Jimmy, how are you?
Good evening. I am well. Thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I actually heard my first Christmas song today.
Are you serious? I've been hearing them since Halloween.
Well, I think up here in Wisconsin, we may just be a little bit behind everybody else, so that's okay. It was nice to hear. Yeah. I love Christmas. I love the spirit of the holidays.
I know, me as well. Well, could you tell our viewers a little more about yourself?
Well, I would love to. Hi, everyone out there. So I am Jimmy Langhoff. I am a normal person. I was born and raised in a little town called Bruce, Wisconsin. I went to the same building, kindergarten through 12th grade. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. When I graduated from college, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I had an opportunity to move to Houston, Texas. And so I packed up my little car, moved to Houston, Texas, lived there for 14 years, and really got to know the pageant industry from the inside out. That's where I kind of got my foundation for what I know about the pageant industry. And I have lived back here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is geographically, it's about an hour and a half due east of Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota. And I've lived here for 10 and a half years.
Well, everyone, you heard it from Mr. Jimmy. That is a little bit about him. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call into the show at 917-889-8863. Or if you're a little shy, you can email us your question at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. But right now we have a question from Auburn, Alabama, and they have asked, where did you get the concept of a queen's conversation?
That's a great question. So what happened is, when I started to put this dream of opening this business venture together, of course, one of the very first things that I had to tackle was, what am I going to call this thing? And one of my, I come from a very large family, and anybody who out there from the King family that's listening, special hello to you. And one of my heroes in my life is my grandmother, Genevieve King, who my car is actually named after. And she is my angel here on earth. And the King family has just been something that's been a foundation and a source of strength for me my entire life. So I was like, I looked at like some of the people that have paved the way in the industry for me, some of my heroes in the pageant industry. And, you know, there was a lot of pageant and an interview in their titles. And so I wanted to have something authentic, something different. And so I wanted to use that King family in there. And so I kept thinking like a King speech. There was a movie called The King Speech, a King story, a King's talk. And I just kept going around and around in my head. And I knew that I would eventually get something. And what happened is that I prayed about it. And I woke up the next morning and I came up with a King's talk, a Queen's conversation. And I contacted my friend, my childhood friend, Bethany Rodemaker-Blazik, and I said, Bethany, what do you think of this? And she was like, that's it. And that's how a Queen's conversation was born.
Oh, I just absolutely love that story. And I love that you included the Lord in the deliberation and the process of figuring out what exactly you wanted your business to be called.
Absolutely.
And a year from now, it has been a success. And I think, honestly, it's because you let the Lord in and you let him guide you to that destination.
I have been blessed beyond measure. If somebody would have told me, you know, I started this business in January, and if somebody would have told me, Jim, by the end of the year, these wonderful things are going to happen to you, but more importantly, are going to happen to the women that you have the honor of working with, I would have told you that you've lost your mind. Yeah, it's been a phenomenal. It's just been such a phenomenal journey, and I owe it all to the good Lord above. There's absolutely no question about it.
Yes. Well, we have a caller that is in, and we are ready to take some more callers as well.
Oh gosh!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Bianca Gutierrez. I'm from Texas. And
oh.
I'm the current Miss Teen Galaxy International.
Hello,
well, congratulations
beautiful.
On your title.
Thank you. And I owe most of it to Jimmy. That's kind of why I'm calling.
Hi, beautiful.
Hey, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm great. Okay, I have a question for you. What made you want to be a pageant coach, an interview coach?
Oh, my, you did. No. I'm sorry. There's if anybody who knows me knows that I'm extremely emotional and sentimental. My mother tells me I cry because it's Tuesday, and it's not Tuesday yet, but, oh, hearing Bielka's voice, that was magical. So you know, I have, for as far back as I can remember, I have been infatuated with beautiful women. I can remember, I love telling the story. I can remember being like 10 years old, and every summer I spent a week in the middle of July, and I went to Bible camp. And I remember I'm going to age myself here, in 1979, I begged my mother to not let me go to Bible camp because the Miss Universe pageant was going to be on TV. She thought I was crazy.
Wow.
But that just tells you my deep love for beauty pageants. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, some people love football. Some people love vehicles. Some people love stamp collecting. Some people love hunting. Right now, deer hunting is going on up here in northern Wisconsin, and it's a big thing with the men in my family. My thing that makes me tick is pageantry, and I think that God gives us all gifts, special gifts, and I do honestly think that he has blessed me with the ability to help young women discover that magic inside of themselves and to learn how to be conversational and tell your story and share your experience and talk about things that you've experienced and you've seen and you felt and just talk about it in a conversation, in a very conversational way. And so, like I said, after I graduated from college, I moved to Texas, and that pageant bug that I grew up with, I got bit by that pageant bug when I went to Texas, and I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. This is what I want to be involved in for the rest of my life. And it was like Vioka, for you, your goal was to be Miss Texas Teen Galaxy. Your dream was to be Miss Galaxy International. And you made that happen. You made that happen, Vioka. So proud of you. So proud
Thank
of you.
You.
But that was my goal and my dream. And I did what I had to do to get to where I need to be. And by the grace of God and people like you, I'm living the vision that I always wanted to.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for answering my question.
Sidebar, thank you for calling in. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I want to let people know that I have actually never had the honor. I've worked with Vioka for a couple of years. I have never met that beautiful teenage girl.
Aww.
True story.
Thank you.
True story.
Love you, Jimmy.
I love you, too. Tell your mother I said hello. Enjoy Texas.
I will. Bye.
So wonderful
Bye-bye.
To hear your voice. Bye, darling. Oh, I love
her. Well, we're so excited to have her come on and ask you a question. I at least saw so many other questions to get to on email and on phone. So our next question does come from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin!
They've asked, as a pageant coach, do you have a certain type of pageant contestant or system you like to help train girls for during the pageant season?
You know, my favorite pageant system has always been the Miss America pageant. And the reason why, a couple of reasons, but Miss America is really about talent and about giving back to your community. Not that the other systems are not, but that's mm-hmm. what the Miss America pageant is kind of founded on. And as a singer, I enjoy watching the technical performances and talent presentations. I love that. And I also love the community service aspect of the Miss America organization. But really, to be honest with you, I enjoy working with any girl in any type of system, Miss America all the way down to Miss Strawberry Festival. It doesn't matter because, you know, it's all about self-discovery. And, you know, it just gives me the opportunity to help a girl kind of discover that magic inside of herself and learn what she's about and the gifts that she has. And anytime I can help somebody along in that journey, it's worth it. And it doesn't matter what pageant system they're competing in.
I agree with you on the Miss America system. They do have a wonderful foundation as far as being part of the volunteer area of competition. They mm-hmm. really are heavily involved with their volunteerism, and they definitely stress it for each girl. And so each girl has that platform. And they may have one, mm-hmm. two, or three, but they really stress that, and I really love that about them and the talent portion. You can kind of get to see
Absolutely.
What they do. Not saying that the other girls don't in the other systems, but they really want to show what their talents are. But I love that they exemplify that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have another caller that is coming in, and so we're going to take that call right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
fine. Could you please tell us your name and where you are from?
Yes. I think Jimmy knows me. My name is Nina Gutierrez, and I'm calling from Zapata, Texas. Way down South Texas.
Another
Hi, Jimmy.
Texan. Hello, my love.
Hello. Actually, I have more of a comment than I do a question, because I'm a pageant mom.
Okay.
And actually, I'm the current Miss Teen Galaxy mom. I just heard her calling you. She's at a friend's house, and I'm like, oh, I just heard her. Now it's going to be my turn to go ahead and call in and give a kudos. I know that you're going to be receiving a lot of questions, Jimmy, but I really wanted to call in just to give a comment about how much Jimmy's been a positive influence, and I'll say about specifically to my daughter. My daughter has been through the USA system, the Texas Teen USA system, a couple of times, mm-hmm. and she's currently 16 years old. And so we tried the Galaxy International system for the first time this year. Jimmy, we were contacted through a friend of ours that lives in Wisconsin and said, you need to contact Jimmy, Lee Langhoff. He is an amazing interview coach. Not knowing who he was, because we trusted Skylar Witte, which is your Miss Wisconsin USA,
yes.
We went ahead and took a chance. And with that said, I saw a complete 360 of my daughter. Confidence, ability to speak eloquently. You know, she was only 15. And she did her Texas Galaxy International pageant in May of this year and won that. And in August, she had to do the international pageant. And so there was not a whole lot of time to get prepared. They also were required to do over 20 presentations and appearances, community service projects, that had to be done prior to the pageant. And this is a requirement through the system itself. And so needless to say, the proudest that I can be of anything that she's won besides the international title is that she also won Best Interview. And with that, I can honestly say that if it wasn't because of Jimmy, and I owe this all to Jimmy himself, because I listened through all their, you know, through all their sessions and stuff like that. If it wasn't for Jimmy and his positive influence, not only as an interview coach, but also as just a life coach in general, I can guarantee you she may have won. She could have won. But bringing back that best interview was just the best thing ever. And we owe it all to Jimmy Lee. And so he's the best. He is the best. So you've got a really good person on the line with you today, and I really appreciate you all having him there.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for sharing that story and sharing you and your daughter's journey with Mr. Jimmy. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. You all have a good evening.
Thank
you.
You
as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I need Kleenex.
Well, before we go into any more pageant questions,
yeah.
Can you tell our audience a tradition that you do for Thanksgiving with your family and friends?
Oh, my gosh. There are two things that we do. I come from a family – gosh, if my family's listening. I come from a family of eaters. We are – and it's not just at Thanksgiving. I have a mother – we have a mother who is the most phenomenal cook. She has just, I mean, she just doesn't make dinner. She makes extravagant meals. And there are two things that we do every Thanksgiving for as far back as I can remember. We watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every single
yes.
year in our pajamas. And then we eat and eat and eat and rest and take a break and maybe take a little cute little disco nap. And then we go right back to eating. And our home is just surrounded with love and thankfulness and tons of food. And I'm glad to say that this Thursday I will be traveling to my parents' house to experience that same tradition.
Oh, I love family traditions, and mm-hmm. your family tradition just sounds amazing. I know with my yeah. parents and I am an only child, but we make it fun, so much fun. Every year, we love cooking the meals together and watching the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade. So
yeah.
we'll both be watching it this year together.
Exactly. And you know,
also
that's what they.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, keep going.
No, that's, you know, that's, I was just going to add that that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Just with the hustle and the bustle of everyday life and everything that we're all involved in separately, Thanksgiving is the time where we all just come together and just spend and just enjoy one another's company, catch up on what's going on in our lives, and just, you know, and just mm-hmm. and just feel the love and experience one another's company.
And in addition, we actually either we do it on Thanksgiving Day, or we do it the day before, or we do it the day after. We have a thing called the Living Christmas Tree, where everybody comes, all the families come out, and they either pick their favorite tree that many various philanthropies or businesses have created, mm-hmm. or the kids come and they play, and we actually go and volunteer our time either on Thanksgiving Day prior to Thanksgiving or the day after to the different mm-hmm. families that come in so that they can have a fun time as well. So that's another thing that we all do as a family. We volunteer our time with the Living Christmas Tree. So
wonderful. You know, and that's one of the things that I try and pass on, not just to the girls that I have the honor of working with, but just to people in general. You know, I have wanted for nothing in my life, and I have been blessed in countless ways. And any of the girls that I've had the pleasure of working with, they're going to laugh because I say this a lot. I have an overwhelming obligation to give back to people who aren't lucky enough to have what I've been so freely given. And that's why it's important for people like me and people like you and people who are capable of the things that you do. That's why it's important for us to get out and make a difference, even if it's just through a kind gesture, a smile, sharing your story, helping somebody out. You know, you can mm-hmm. inspire people just by listening and sharing your experience and letting them relate to you through talking about your story. You know, you can inspire people that mm-hmm. way, and giving of yourself enables all of us to do that.
Yes. Well, we have more callers coming in and some emails, so we're going to take an email right now from Miami, Florida. They have asked, how can I transition job interview skills into pageant interview skills?
You know, I don't think there's really any difference. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, it's just all about putting your best foot forward and selling yourself. And I'm talking about selling yourself, you know, talking about your strengths, recognizing your limitations. And, you know, a lot of times in a job interview, they ask you about things that may bring up something a little challenging or a little negative. And, you know, that's okay to talk about that as long as you follow it up with, but I'm working on it, or I'm an easy, you know, I can learn very quickly. I'm very open-minded. I'm very teachable. And the pageant interview and the job interview, they parallel one another, because it's just about going in and talking about yourself and what you're about and enabling that other person to just get to know you on a personal level. And going into a job interview, you're selling yourself for the position, and going into a pageant interview, you're kind of selling yourself for the title, for whatever title that you're running for.
In addition, you're also, when you think of the title, it's not just a crown and sash that you're going for. You're actually going for a job. You have a whole year of reigning with this title, and you have a certain amount of community service projects that you have to do, and so many appearances. So this is actually a job. So mm-hmm. if you're transitioning your job interview mm-hmm. skills into your pageant interview skills, think of it as a job interview. What would you say in your job interview so that she gets that job? Kind of say that's the same thing as far as you go on the pageant route.
I would agree with that. And even more than that, you know, I mean, in your job, you go out every day, you go into your occupation and you impact other people, whether you're in mm-hmm. front of them or you're doing it through technology. And being a title holder is no different. You use that title to go out and impact people, to make a difference in your community, to inspire other people, you know. And that's why being a title mm-hmm. holder has nothing to do with you, and it has everything to do with everybody else. The job is the same mm-hmm. way. It has nothing to do with you. You're using your abilities to go out and help the company that you're working for. So as you said, there's really – you know, there's really no difference when you look at it from that point of view.
Exactly. Well, if we're going to take another quick email before we end the show, and it is from Berea, Kentucky. They've asked, what is your favorite type of interview, and how do you prepare your girls competing for that type of interview?
My favorite interview, I would say my favorite interview is actually probably a panel, and that may surprise a lot of people, but the reason why is, and this is, you guys, this is just my own personal opinion and my own personal experience as somebody who has had the privilege of judging before. I don't do it anymore because obviously I've decided to go into the coaching business. It wouldn't be very, very fair for me to judge somebody who I coached. But from a panel aspect, it just, as a contestant, you are able to get your message across to a group of people. And from a judge's perspective, they hear the same thing. They hear the same message, and they all get the same thing from you. And so they can make a collective decision based on the same message, the same answers, the same presentation, the same experience. And so, and from a contestant's point of view, I like the panel because you know what? It forces you to talk to a group of people that you don't know. And as Miss Wisconsin, Miss Texas, Miss Teen, whatever your title may be, that's what you do. You go out and you talk to people that you don't know. And in that interview situation in front of a panel, it lets the judges know this is how this person handles themselves in front of a group of people that they're not familiar with. And it gives them an idea of how that girl would be out as the title holder, presenting herself and answering questions in front of people that she doesn't know. So it gives you just a really good insight into how a girl handles that pressure situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last question we are going to ask you, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Ooh, I am thankful. I'm going to say this, and this is very personal, but you know, this is how you connect with people. Anybody who's out there listening, mm-hmm. that's how you connect with people. Is by showing people that vulnerable side and letting people in a little bit. I am very thankful that my older brother will still be with us for Thanksgiving because they didn't know if he was going to. They didn't know if he was going to make it until Thanksgiving, and the goal was to make it to Thanksgiving. And my brother will be here on Thanksgiving, so that is what I am most thankful for. Another thing that I am really thankful for in this moment. You know what? I am thankful that I have the ability, since it's Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that I have the ability to be grateful. And what I mean by that is that there was a time in my life where all I could do was focus on what I didn't have. And now I have the ability to be grateful, and I focus on more on everything that I do have. And I don't take that for granted. And I just have the ability to appreciate that and recognize that. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to have. And so that's something else that I'm grateful for. And I'm grateful that my journey and my life has led me to this moment and to have the ability to talk to all of you because of you, Burgundy. I'm thankful for you, girlfriend.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm thankful that you got to share your journey, share some informational facts and things with our audience, and I'm just so thankful that you got to come on the show and chat with me tonight.
Absolutely, and anyone out there who's thinking about maybe or maybe not, you're vacillating back and forth, I implore you and encourage you to just get a hold of me. I would love to have just a conversation with you. I'd love that opportunity.
Well,
thank you, and thank you for everyone for staying up late and listening to me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and you have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Crown Talk listeners, we are very, very thankful for our listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the brand Crown Talk with Burgundy, and we are thankful to have you part of our team. Happy Thanksgiving, and signing off with your favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.